This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us on the program. How are you, sir? It's good to have you with us.
Hey, Coy, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So your reaction, were you watching it last night? Were you up like the rest of us? I was actually watching it online and stayed there for the final vote just to see this happen. Were you watching it? What are your thoughts?
Well, I watched bits and pieces of it. The outcome was kind of foreordained, I thought, by the time all the votes started coming in over the weekend. So I was flipping back and forth between that and some other things that I had interest in.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Well, you know, I've said all along that I think it's the wrong approach that Washington has taken. I guess my biggest disappointments are, you know, number one, I think this is bad policy for our country. I don't believe that it's going to result in lower health care costs. I think it will result in higher health care costs. I think it will result in higher health insurance premiums, not lower health insurance premiums. I think it's clearly going to result in higher taxes on families and businesses. I think a lot of people are going to lose their jobs because this bill passed, because there are going to be a lot of small businesses out there that aren't able to comply with some of the mandates and the added costs that they're going to be asked to pay. At the end of the day, I think it's going to take health care decisions out of the hands of consumers and turn them over to government. I think folks on Medicare are going to suffer because Medicare reimbursement and other funding is going to be cut dramatically. So across the board, from a policy perspective, I think this is absolutely the wrong approach for the country to take. But then the other side of this thing that disturbed me greatly was the process by which the Congress used in passing this bill. They clearly turned the cheek of indifference to the attitude of the American people. They rammed this thing down the throats of the American people, despite the fact that the vast majority of the people in the country did not support the bill. And then, of course, there are a lot of questions that I have about the constitutionality of key provisions of the bill, some of the special treatment provisions for that pit one state to an advantage to the detriment of other states, such as Virginia. This bill will cost the Commonwealth hundreds of millions of dollars a year in additional Medicaid funding that we can't afford. So, you know, from a policy standpoint, a process standpoint, I was very disappointed. I don't think it was a good night for the country, and I don't think it was a good night for the quality of health care in America. Now, the only other thing I would say is that, make no mistake about it, the fight is not over. The fight goes on. The minute the president signs this bill into law, there will be dozens of lawsuits implemented all across the country challenging the constitutionality of key provisions of this bill. It's probably going to take months for those lawsuits to work their way through the process. And ultimately, this will be a huge issue as we enter into the fall congressional campaigns. And, you know, my prediction is that as a direct result of this vote, there will be literally dozens of Democratic congressmen and women who will not come back next year. And if there's anything positive that comes out of this, it may be the fact that it enables us to get a little more balance in what's going on in Washington.
We're talking with Bill Bowling. He is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. The phone lines are open if you agree or disagree and you'd like to join the conversation. 977-1070. So I take it then that you would support some of the things we're hearing out of the Attorney General's office. Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli not really holding his cards too close, saying, you know, we will sue over this, and he questions the constitutionality of the legislation. Would you agree with that approach?
Absolutely. That's a position that the Attorney General and I share. I think there are many aspects of this bill that give rise to serious constitutional questions. For example, I'm not sure that under the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that the federal government has the authority to mandate citizens of the country to purchase a specific product, in this case health insurance. I think those mandates may well be unconstitutional. I think a lot of these special treatment provisions that we've heard so much about, the Cornhusker Compromise and the Louisiana Purchase and the Florida Gatorade, you know, things that benefit one state to the detriment of other states. I think that may rise to the level of being unconstitutional. So I think there are a number of constitutional questions about this bill that are going to have to be asked and answered, and I suspect it's going to be take some time for those questions to work their way through the court. But you know, I mean, my prediction, Coy, is that the minute the president signs the bill into law, there will be dozens of lawsuits implemented all across the country raising these constitutional questions. So, you know, this fight is far from over. I think it will continue at this point in the courts, and then ultimately it will continue in the public opinion debate that will take place in connection with the congressional elections this fall.
And America will get introduced to a little something we call the 10th Amendment. So how do you think this will unfold then if all these lawsuits come forward, and will they enact this, put this bill forward and enact it as law and carry it forward while all these suits are going on?
Well, it's just hard to tell what this president and this Congress might try to do. You know, some of the things that they've done up until now have been truly amazing in connection with this bill. So, you know, who knows what approach they might take next. But ultimately, I think the court is going to have to address these constitutional issues, and then there's going to be a debate in the fall about just how out of touch this Congress is with the will of the American people. And look, I mean, I travel across the state and around the country almost on a daily basis, and I can tell you everywhere that I go, people are just very frustrated, and frankly, they're scared in many respects about what's happening today in Washington, D.C. And the health care debate is just a part of that. You know, it's this seeming indifference from the party in power in Washington to the opinions of the American people. It's this rapid march toward a more socialistic form of government that we're seeing coming out of Washington, where the government is getting its tentacles involved in more and more aspects of people's lives, their private lives, and their business lives. It's this totally irrational and uncontrolled spending of money that we clearly don't have, to make promises we clearly can't keep, and then mortgaging the future of our children and our grandchildren to pay them back. This is just probably the most visible symptom of what's wrong in Washington. I think it's the most visible example of what's causing this fear and, in some cases, anger toward Washington on the part of the American people. And goodness knows, we saw the seed change in the political atmosphere between 2008, when President Obama was elected, and 2009, when Bob McDonnell and I were elected. And I think we're going to see that seed change continue as we head toward these midterm elections in 2010. And ultimately, politically speaking, I think that's going to be good news for the Republican Party. Unfortunately, because of the policy decisions that are being made, it's bad news for America.
Leon is back with us. Leon, sorry about that. You're on with Bill Bolling.
Right.
Go right ahead.
Mr. Bolling, let's cut right to the chase. The real issue, or the thing that's really happening here, is that we're covering 32 million uninsured American citizens out there. Isn't that what we're really getting out of this? I mean, isn't this really what we're accomplishing here, to allow these people to be able to have proper health care because they have insurance?
Well, no, I don't think that's what we're getting out of this at all. And in fact, even some of the new estimates are that once this bill passes, there are going to still be a lot of people in the country that aren't going to have insurance. Now, more people will have insurance than perhaps have insurance prior to the passage of the bill. But look, there are a lot of things that we could do to help address the problem of the uninsured. And I agree that that's a problem that needs to be addressed, but there are a whole lot of things we could do to to help address that problem, short of passing this type of legislation. And in fact, throughout this whole process, Republicans in Congress proposed a number of alternatives that would have incrementally helped us address issues like the number of people who are uninsured and, you know, like access and affordability to health care. There are a lot of things that we could have done short of passing this bill that will have the negative repercussions that this bill will have on, I believe, the quality of health care in America, who's ultimately responsible for making health care delivery decisions in America, the tax burden on families and businesses, not to mention the ultimate financial impact of the bill on the country. And, you know, anyone who believes that this bill is going to save the American taxpayers' money is doing the dance of the sugar plum fairy. You know, this bill is patterned after Medicare and Medicaid, both of which are broken today, both of which are on the verge of bankruptcy today. So this is a well-intentioned but misguided piece of legislation that will do far more harm to the American healthcare delivery system than it does good. There were a lot of other steps we could have taken and should have taken, but this president and this Congress decided that they wanted to take this step, and they were going to do it regardless of what the American people thought. So, you know, now they've rammed this bill down the throats of the American people, even though the vast majority of the American people did not and do not support the bill.
And, Mr. Ball, let me interrupt you.
Leon, I'm sorry.
They will pay a heavy price for that at the polls on Election Day.
Leon, thanks for the call. We are out of time. Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and joins us once a month. Thank you for your perspective on the events last night, and we always enjoy talking to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Coy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.